listener production.
Hey there, Saskia Channing with your news briefing. Victorian fireys are having a tough day, with high temps and strong winds making their job of controlling multiple flare-ups hard going. There are total fire ban conditions across two-thirds of the state as temps soar into the 40s and winds peak at 90 k's an hour. Jason Heffernan from Victoria's Country Fire Authority says it won't last.
Temperatures will significantly drop once that frontal system moves through the state, and then cool, benign conditions will return.
There are also fire bans across parts of New South Wales and SA. A historic decision. That's how Ukrainian officials are describing the International Criminal Court's arrest warrant order for the Russian president. Vladimir Putin, as well as his Children's Rights Commissioner, are accused of taking Ukrainian children from orphanages and homes to Russia. Deputy head of the Office of Ukraine's President, Ihor Jovka, made this claim on Sky.
More than 16,000 children only under official information are deported now. But in fact, the number is bigger. It's really only the beginning.
Some pharmacists want to make life-saving medication cheaper in light of the cost of living crisis. They want to change legislation so chemists can set prices for prescription meds instead of having to stick to the national discount, which is a dollar max. And almost 400 grand's been seized at Melbourne Airport, authorities uncovering the cash hidden in a Korean national's carry-on. The man's faced court, unable to provide sufficient info on the source of the funds. He's been granted bail, expected to reappear before a judge in June.